Welcome to NextUS 818 Podcast. I'm your host, Doc JC. NextUS 818 Podcast is a reflective platform for connecting past successes with future progress in the African American community. There are many African American heroes, some known, and many unsung men and women who helped build this country. Some were the first or only in their fields of endeavor. Yet little is known about how their unique journeys influenced the trajectory of their familial legacies, such as their children, grandchildren, nieces, and nephews. During our show, we will have conversations with descendants of African American heroes. Our guests will share their family lore, values, traditions, what they learned from their ancestor, and how that shaped the course of their lives. We will laugh together, sometimes cry together, but I hope always learn and grow together along the journey. The inaugural series of NextUS 818 Podcast will focus on the descendants of the 6888th Central Postal Directory Battalion, known as the 6888th. Not only am I your host, but I'm also a very proud descendant of a member of the 6888th Battalion. Let me share some background about the 6888. The 6888 was a unique U.S. Army unit, which had the distinction of being the only all-African-American, all-female battalion to serve in the European Theater of Operations during World War II. 855 women, that is 824 enlisted and 31 officers, served in the 6888. The battalion was led by Lieutenant Colonel Charity Adams and was commissioned in Europe between February 1945 and March 1946. The specific mission of the 6888 Battalion in World War II was to sort and clear a multi-year backlog of mail for the American Army, Navy, Air Force, the Red Cross, and uniformed civilian specialists was stationed in Europe. This represented 7 million people awaiting mail. The 6888th Battalion trained in Fort Oglethorpe, Georgia. They learned to identify enemy aircraft, ships, and weapons, to climb ropes, jump trenches, and crawl underneath logs wearing gas masks, to board and evacuate ships, and to do long marches with rucksacks. In February 1945, the first contingent of the 6888 embarked from Camp Schenck, New York, to sail for Britain. They survived close encounters with the Nazi U-boats and arrived in Glasgow, Scotland, where a German V-1 rocket exploded near the dock, sending the women to run for cover. Upon arrival by train in Birmingham, England, the battalion confronted warehouses stacked to the ceiling with letters and packages. They endured inhumane working conditions, including dark, unheated, rat-infested aircraft hangars with broken windows and air raids. Despite these conditions, the battalion created a new mail tracking system, worked 3 separate 8-hour shifts, 7 days per week, to process an average of 65,000 parcels per shift, that is 195,000 daily, and cleared the 6-month backlog of mail in a mere 3 months. After resolving the immense mail backlog in Birmingham, the 6888 Battalion sailed to France for their next assignment in Rouen, France. They encountered undelivered mail dating back 2 to 3 years, which the battalion successfully processed and cleared in a mere 3 months. After concluding their final assignment in Paris, the last of the battalion returned to the United States aboard ship and was disbanded in March of 1946 at Fort Dix, New Jersey. There were no parades, public appreciation, or official recognition of their accomplishments. The battalion adhered to the motto, no mail, low morale, They provided essential support to the U.S. military in the European theater by linking service members to their loved ones back at home. The 6888 achieved unprecedented success and efficiency in solving the military's postal problems. The 6888 Battalion was the largest contingent of African-American women to ever serve overseas. They dispelled stereotypes and represented a change in racial and gender roles in the military. On February 25th of 2009, the 6888 Central Postal Directive Battalion was honored by President Barack Obama at the Women in Military Service for America Memorial at Arlington National Cemetery. On November 30th of 2018, a monument inscribed "Women of Determination, Dedication, and Distinction" was dedicated to the 6888 at the Buffalo Soldier Memorial Park in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas. The 6888 Battalion was awarded the Women's Army Corps Service Medal, the European African Middle Eastern Campaign Medal, the Army Good Conduct Medal, and the World War II Victory Medal. And finally, after about 80 years, the 6888 was awarded with the Congressional Gold Medal in March of 2022. If you're interested in learning more about the history of the 6888, and I certainly encourage you to do so, there's some very good documentary resources. But let me conclude this episode by setting the backdrop for this very unique collection of women and their influence on their legacies. Imagine this for a second. It was the early 1940s. Racial and gender discrimination was rampant in America, with segregation in schools, churches, theaters, public facilities, restaurants, sports arenas, hotels, just about every place. African Americans couldn't even vote and wouldn't be able to do so until 1965. Lynchings were not uncommon at all in the United States. Career opportunities were limited for most women, especially Black women, who were mostly low-wage care providers, domestic workers, or in clerical roles. Only 2% of Black women had college degrees. America was not a kind or hospitable place for African Americans. So what inspired these 855 women to enlist and pursue the 6888? What gave them the internal fortitude to take on unknown ventures in dangerous foreign lands? Was it a sense that anything must be better than this? Was it a spirit of adventure? What made them so different? And how did that very difference change the course of their lives, post-military service, and influence their legacies? Each member of the 6888 is a unique case study. My goal as your host is to share the stories within the context of how their lives have impacted their legacies. I look forward to you joining me on this journey during the first season of the Next Us 818 podcast. Thank you for listening to Next Us 818 podcast. I hope you enjoyed our show. If you have specific questions or topics you would like to discuss, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, please email the show at nextus818podcast@gmail.com. That's nextus818podcast@gmail.com. I like to end each show with a favorite reflection. Tonight, I'll share a quote from poet Roger Lee. Life is not a race. It is a miraculous journey in which you learn and experience many incredible things. Each chapter of your life will shape you into the person you're meant to become. So don't rush through life, but focus on living each day to the fullest. To that reflection, I would add this. Trust your journey. That's what the women of the 6888 did, as should you. See you for our next show on Wednesday, September 21st at 7 p.m.